and get yourself ready for that run.
Exciting times in Cass City, and exciting times as we have now concluded our first hour of coverage on our preseason two-hour special of The Strong Side. And when we return, we'll take a look at the Bad Axe Hatchets right here on Sports Radio 102.1. There are few things in life that are constant. Death, taxes, and back pain. And not only back pain, but your neck, your arm, your other arm, legs, feet, and other places. And it can really slow you down. It can keep you from your favorite hobbies, traveling, and even everyday life. So how do we take care of your body's aches and pains? Well, it's quite simple. Active Physical Therapy in Sports Medicine. They have two convenient locations, just west of Light and Bad Axe, and on the east end of Sandusky, and they have extended hours, so there's no excuse. You don't have to be some sort of high-end athlete to be a part of Active Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine. Patient recovery and rehabilitation is the top priority of their trained professionals, no matter the injury. They work with you to create a rehab program designed for you. It's that simple. So if you want to get active, once again, go to Active Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine in Bad Axe and Sandusky. Check it out for yourself at activephysicaltherapymi.com. That's activephysicaltherapymi.com in Bad Axe and Sandusky.
For everything to do with hunting, visit Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Randy's Hunting Center has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, 10 Point, and Raven, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists ready to get you shooting the same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds in all sizes, starting at $399. Find over 4,500 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the Ruger American Rifle and 450 Bushmaster. Over 100 variations of a bow action rifle that is a legal alternative in a shotgun zone and is fully capable of 3-inch groups at 300 yards. And Randy's Hunting Center sells fishing and hunting licenses. Don't miss the 26th annual used gun auction being held at Woods and Water Weekend on Sunday, September 9th, starting at 11 a.m. Over 135 rifles, shotguns, and pistols will be sold to the highest bidder. A complete auction list is available on the website randyshuntingcenter.com. It's all happening at the Woods and Water Weekend, Sunday, September 9th at the Emily City Fairgrounds.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best deal at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS, 989-269-GUNS.
Left side or right side, you're listening to The Strong Side with Clark Ramsey, Dave Hanson, Paul P. Adams, and Mike Gallagher. The latter two from the Huron Daily Tribune on the WLW Sports Network. We've taken a look at USA Lakers Cass City, and now we move on to the capital of Huron, the Bad Axe Hatchets. Kelly Durr now in his third year as head coach, and altogether 3-15 for Kelly Durr as the head coach of the Bad Axe Hatchets in the Greater Thumb West. He was an assistant as offensive coordinator for 3 years, assistant for six, and back for his second year as defensive coordinator, Mark Minetti. Coming off of a 2-7 campaign, Kelly Durr on the first day of practice, Paul P. Adams and I were able to meet up with him. Here's what Kelly Durr had to say about the upcoming season.
Wayner is going to be more of a slot wing kind of guy for us. We've got a couple guys that can throw the ball. We've got our junior, Jack Clancy. He'll be in the backfield. He'll get quite a bit of action back there. We've also got a sophomore in Vince Blackstock who throws the ball pretty well. And we've got some kids on the edge that can catch it this year, which is nice also. Expect the same. We might mold it, some different formations and things with our personnel this year, but much of the same. And it goes hand in hand with what you said about the offensive thing. I mean, we move the ball and you go on a good drive and you stall out at the 15. You do that a couple times a game, that gets disheartening. And to ask the defense to continually go out there and do their job, and we don't score it. That's what we need to do, is those things need to be cohesive rather than, you know, fighting each other. So I think if the offense starts to click a little bit, I think you'll see that defense step up. It's tough as always. We open with our reach, and they're always solid, always. There's a couple question marks on this schedule. We got Vassar week two. Some years they're great. They're always kind of a question mark. You never know what they're going to be coming in. Then we go over to Laker Country week three. So it's not an easy first third of the season. So the league's always tough. We just got to get better at the little stuff. And I think we did that last year. As bad as the record looked on paper, I think the quality of football we played was much better a lot of the time. We've kind of talked as a staff that, hey, let's keep doubling our wins every year. So we had one win. We had two wins. I'd like to get at least four this year, maybe more. So I think we can surprise some people. I really do. I don't want to compare it to the team we had, the last playoff team we had, but it's kind of a similar feel where we've got some athletes to do some things this year. I think they're hungry. Like I said, it was the best participation we've had in the summer in 5-6 years. So I think they're willing to do what they need to do. So I'm excited. I think optimism's high, and we can do some things. I'm very, very excited. The biggest hurdle we got to get over is that whole belief issue, because they've got the skills there to do
it.
If we can get these guys to believe in themselves, we'll be okay. New helmets. We've been kicking around that idea for a couple of years, and we kind of stay with the traditional wing, but spice it up a little bit. And the new paint job, I think, did that. So I like them.
Bad X now coming off of a 2-7 record, and last year they had two road victories, Memphis 34-0, and then Reese they won by 2, 30-28. And like Kelly Durst said, they're looking to double that number. They went from 1-2, and they're hoping to get to 2-4, all with those white new winged helmets.
What? You know, those new helmets are sharp, too. I really like what they did there. But it was one of the last quotes that really stuck out to me, and I remember doing the interview with you, Clark, and I was like, man, that's exactly what I was thinking. It's the belief. It's the belief that you can actually get over that hump and be a good team. And that's winning breeds winning, and losing sometimes you expect to lose. And unfortunately, Bad X, for the better part of the last two decades, Bad X football has not been good. There's been a season here or there, but not that consistent success. And, you know, it takes a while. But I think it also takes a coach and a positive personality like Kelly Duer to turn that around. And slowly but surely, if you can get a win. You look back. Nobody expected him to go into Reese last year and win, but they did. So look at that. Try to build on that. And if they could double their win total, get to 4, then Bad X football is going in that right direction. If you look at their schedule, there are opportunities to possibly win those 4 games.
Losing can be the most contagious thing there is out there. It's one of those things where it just takes, especially with a football team, it takes 20, 25, 30 guys, 5 coaches. It takes everybody to be on the same page in that belief that we can win games, or we can hang with these guys, we can fight for 4 quarters. And the games that we watched in the past couple of years, and Clark, last year was one of them, they had a great first half. And come out in the second half and look like what a JV team would look like. They have moments, they have quarters, they have halves where they look like a team that has turned the corner, fully believe that this team can do it. And then I'm not sure what happens. Something just they lose that edge, whether it's one turnover or one sack or you know, something that happens, and they lose that edge. And I think Kelly Durr is can be and should be the right guy. I love how positive he is. You know, I know if I was the coach and I was 2-7, I would not be the guy you'd want to talk to. and he is a pleasant guy to be around.
That's why you coach golf.
Absolutely. Yes. But he works very hard. He believes in his team. You can feel that energy when he talks to you, and I think there's something to be said about that, and I hope that they can do that. There are some games in there I do think they can win, and I don't think 4 wins is out of the equation, but they have to come out firing and get off to a good start, because they lost a couple really important guys, and they're going to lean very heavily on Ryan Wehner and Jack Clancy. It's who can come up and help these guys, but to me, it starts on the defensive side. They cannot give up 30-plus close to 40 points a game. They got to get off the field, got to force turnovers, punts, something, and give that offense a couple more possessions a game.
You know, I thought that Bad X was quite good in between the 20s. Where they really struggled was in the red zone, so they got to find a way to punch it in. I'm really excited to see how they use Ryan Wehner. He played quite a few positions last year. Obviously one of the smaller guys out there, but he's a great player. And then the quarterback position, you know, Coach Durr had mentioned they got a couple guys that can throw the ball. It'll be interesting to see who takes that job and, you know, leads the team from the quarterback position. And then, you know, looking at the schedule, I really like the way that the schedule lines up towards the end of the year. You got Brown City and Cass City on the road. That's tough. But then Reese, Carroll, and Sandusky to end the year. So, you know, you talk about the winning mentality for Bad X. If they could, you know, tread water through the first half of the season and, you know, hit their stride towards the end, I mean, it could potentially be a big season for Bad X.
Mike, that's such a great point that you brought up about not finishing drives. That was one of the things that Coach Durr talked about, and it wasn't in that clip there. But you're absolutely right.